1,322.
Day 23. Give it up for day 23.
6,654.
Day 30.
8,650.
Wait, what's going on? Whoa.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thanks, Mr. Krabs. It does feel like day 15. This is the Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Salah Chilembe, and you are listening or even watching on YouTube on my account. Vodcast number one, podcast number a lot. Now, for the next 45 minutes or so, we're going to take 40 to 45 minutes or so. We're going to take our time. We're going to walk through this world of sports and pop culture and society and just my opinions. Obviously, don't forget when you're watching the YouTube video, when it is out, you can comment, like, subscribe. All the links that are posted on anchor.fm/breakdown are also on the YouTube page or the YouTube video itself. Don't forget to follow the show on Instagram at TBD Pod Show. One word, at TBD Pod Show. Don't forget to follow me, your host, Elijah Chilembe, at T-C-H-I-L-E-M-B-E-E. Don't forget, this show is sponsored by, if you're watching the video, you've seen the beginning, anchor.fm and FNX Fit. You can use 10% off of your entire order on FNX Fit when you use the code Chilembe, T-C-H-I-L-E-M-B-E. Now, next week, we will actually be able to upgrade that code. I will let you guys know on my socials as of when that will happen. And yes, as Mr. Krabs did say in the beginning, it's day 15. It feels like day 15. It feels like day 30, or when Squidward came out of the kitchen, he said day 43. Obviously, currently going on are the United States general and presidential elections. It is wild. It's just crazy as of what is going on right now. Like, I don't even know how to process it, you know. The day itself started off odd, in my opinion. That's just me. The day just started off odd. And then, you know, once I heard that, you know, the results will not be published or announced that exact day, I was like, oh boy, this is going to be long. And it has not been announced, and it is day three or day four. Currently, former Vice President Joseph Biden is in a 50-point electoral lead of 264 to 214 for the current incumbent Donald J. Trump. I will not get into more of that. Okay, that's enough. You guys know what's going on. Hopefully, I think we will know the results by tonight, tomorrow, or by the beginning of next week. As for next week, I will not be in studio. Obviously, it's been a while since I was last in here, but things are starting to open up and also kind of shut down as well. So when there will be a hiatus, the next hiatus, because the show is based in Denver, we do not know when the governor of Colorado will announce a new lockdown. That I don't know yet. But there has been rumors that that could happen. But I will be in L.A. Yes, L.A. Title town, as for now people are calling it, home of the 2019-2020 NBA champions, the Los Angeles Lakers, home of old GOAT James, if Shannon can say that in the background, old GOAT James, and home of the 2020 World Series champion, the Los Angeles Dodgers, because they finally won it all in 2020, first time in 32 years since that California Classic against the Oakland Athletics. Now, talking sports. Oh, geez. Oh, man. Where do I start, honestly? Because if I wanted to talk, I mean, this could go on for days. Now, NRL Grand Final is over for my rugby league people. Currently, I tried to watch Wigan and Huddersfield. Congrats to the Wigan Warriors. I don't like your new logo. But yes, you do deserve, I wouldn't even say deserve, but you're lucky enough to have won the regular season title and the league leader's shield. I believe they just beaten Huddersfield. I don't know the exact score. Last time I peeked at it was 19-6. But St. Helens are for sure the favorites. But speaking of Super League, I'm going to give myself 7 minutes, and it's going to be a 7-minute rant on the insane and detrimental and disrespectful and vibe and growth killing move that was done by the Super League and the Super League Europe board. And the 8 clubs that decided in this heinous vote that did happen during the week, for some that do know or some that don't know, the Toronto Wolfpack Rugby League Football Club has been voted out and rejected their resubmission into the Super League for the 2021 season, which is the 26th Super League season, the 126th Rugby League season. If that can't count, if that's right. Yes, that is right. To a certain point, if I want to start, it's 40, 50 seconds into this rant. I understand why this happened. I understand why this has come about, but I completely disagree with the situation. I totally disagree with the decision. A statement was put on Sky Sports before I watched the Wigan Warriors Huddersfield Giants game. I didn't even want to watch the game after that. Reading the statement itself was really bothering. If you want the game of rugby league to grow on this side of the pond, and the closest thing to you in need of help or to help with that exposure is Super League, and they pretty much run you out and then blame you for it, is heinous, disrespectful, and childish. I'm not bashing the 8 clubs that voted against it. That's their opinion. You don't want them in, you don't want them in. All right, cool. Good for you. But I am bashing the board itself. I'm not talking about the RFL, because the RFL doesn't even, it's kind of like how the FA and the Premier League are. Do remember when the Premier League did start, when the 22 teams broke away from the Football League, they couldn't do the league by itself because you need a governing body. Hello? That's when they ran to the Football Association and said, hey, we have an idea, and can you help us out with it, and we'll let you run it. That's pretty much what Super League ended up doing. They moved the rugby league from a fall to a summer sport. Then, maybe 20 or so years later, they said, all right, RFL, we can't work with you no more. We'll be our own governing body. We'll run our own show. Then they get a CEO in Robert Elstone, at first who I thought was a great, who could have been revolutionary. But now I'm kind of like, this dude is, why is he even there? Toronto, just as a franchise in itself, put the game on the map here. Did you know there was no kinds of English exposure in the Northeast when it came to rugby league? Outside of the USARL competition in itself, which is at the time, let's say early 2000s, was a fully amateur league. Then, after the split, after the anger between and the animosity between the two sides, then it kind of moved to a semi-professional type of thing. Now, you get Toronto in Super League. First, they were in League One. They ran away with it. Not their fault. The goal was to get to Super League. But obviously, you have to follow the rules. Then they get to the championship. They lose. The next season, they're in. They get to Super League. Super League, they can't even finish the schedule because of a thing called a pandemic. Yet, the M62 fans who claim themselves, who claim Rugby League to be their game, first, that's a problem. If you weren't there at the beginning to claim it, then why are you claiming it right now? It makes obviously zero sense to say that Toronto Wolfpack did not bring any kind of market value or growth to the game of rugby league. That is nonsense. That is horseradish, because I don't cuss on here. That is bull jive. That is nonsense. That makes no sense. Do you know how many kids have decided to pick up a rugby ball outside of the idea of the Major League Rugby franchise in the Toronto Arrows, who came later? It's because of the Toronto Wolfpack that Canadian kids and Northeastern American kids are getting the chance to pick up a rugby ball, because they saw guys like Sonny Bill Williams. They got to see guys who are extremely talented, who saw a successful franchise get to the top, only to be killed while it was at the top. Super League, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, because now Ottawa has decided not to jump in 2021. New York has decided not to hop in 2021. That's a 2022 thing now. And as for me, as a rugby player, I'm looking for opportunities to play professionally. I shake my head at Super League now. I viewed Super League as a kid as one of the greatest competitions. Like, I thought NRL was number two to Super League. Early 2000, say up to like 2006, 2007. The game will not grow if you're acting, if you can't even be, you couldn't even, they couldn't even get central funding. They couldn't even get TV rights money. They had to do basically things from scratch. The reason why the owner was broke, it was because he was doing things out of pocket. Not because he was being negligent. He had to pay for everything. He had no help. Yet there's fans on Twitter, or so-called fans, that say, go and start your own league. Go and start your own competition. That's not how that works. Rome was not built in a day. Rome was not built overnight. America was not built over day. London was not built over day. Rugby Union was not built over a day either. If the game is ran by the right people, in the right situation, then the game will explode. That's why I look forward to the World Cup in 2021 or in 2022. Because they're going to show Super League, this is how you run a proper competition. This is how you run a proper festival. This is how you grow the game. All right. If you have any other questions or comments or whatever, send it to me, send it to my Twitter, send it on whatever, send it on, it'll be on YouTube. You'll watch it and you'll listen to this 8 minutes of a rant, okay? But before then, let's take a quick break. This is the Breakdown Podcast, 30 seconds on the way with an ad featured by yours truly. Ha. All right, let's do it.
Every day, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air. College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Elijah Shalembe. And this show is sponsored by FNX Fit, Anchor.fm. And don't forget to listen to the show, the audio version, on Anchor.fm/Breakdown. I just finished watching some top 14 or top 14. In my opinion, at times could be the best. It's like the La Liga of rugby union, basically. Yeah, that makes sense. Top 14 is the La Liga of European rugby, basically. And moving on, the NBA starts their season Christmas week. I think it's a fantastic idea. 72 games. I think it's also a great way to save yourself from losing almost over $1 billion. MLS, shout out to my Colorado Rapids making the playoffs, even though people were, they didn't play enough games. Why did they? There's a thing called points per game system, and they outperformed a lot of other teams, okay? So deal with it, suck it up, you'll be fine. Wow, the Philadelphia Union could actually win the Supporter Shield this weekend, which is insane. I don't think they even have a domestic trophy. Do they even have a domestic trophy? And they've been in the league, what, 10 plus years? Well, now that is going to be interesting to see. But moving on here. Watched the Packers and the 49ers the other night. Thursday. Today's Friday. And 0 players touch the ball. Out of all the players that have played in the Super Bowl, 0 of them touched the ball because the majority of them are all hurt. And Aaron Rodgers said, all right, cool. Y'all got nobody? Say less. Just decided to just smack everybody. Well, good on them. College football. My goodness gracious. Don't you love college football? Fuck college football. See, here's the thing with college football. I think college football is maybe one of the most natural feeling sports on this planet. I feel like as a game itself, it's natural. It feels natural. The fan bases are natural. The game, the atmosphere, the vibe is natural. It is not forced to be marketed. It is not forced to be displayed with false affection. But it's something that you could wake up early, but the game is at 7. Notice I just took that line from the Goodyear commercial with Keyshawn Johnson. It's not because of school spirit. It's just, it's a way to get the town together. It's a way to get people together. It's a way to what are we doing? It's gonna do. It's a great way to just be people. Just be natural. Just be yourselves. Go out there and just have fun. Yeah. And obviously, me, I'm a Carolina guy, and I'm really, 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 really looking forward to seeing the growth of the team. Obviously, for those that do know, North Carolina is a basketball school. And that's also another thing. We're seeing these basketball schools starting to prove to people, hey, we're not just a basketball school. We can be a football school, too. So, it's showing out. And with that, I am going to jump in to my college football prediction. But in the meantime, wait a minute. Shedeur Sanders has decided to flip his commitment from Florida Atlantic to Jackson State to join his dad. Well, that's a great move in my opinion. That's a cool move to see. Obviously, Jackson State being an HBCU, and for me, a fan of the idea of raising the level and raising the game for HBCU schools, That's a good move. Good move. And then some other stuff. Supposedly, Canelo Alvarez, he got released from Golden Boy Production. I mean, Golden Boy Promotions. I said Productions. Oh, goodness. Thinking it's a rap group or rap label. No, he just got released from, he's now a free agent. So that's going to be interesting. But let's get into this NFL, college football predictions. Top 25. I always do the top 25 only. Sadly, my Tar Heels are not in the top 25 after a really disappointing defeat to Virginia. And how much I am tired of Virginia. And just in everything, man. Like, their basketball team, after they won the championship, bro, like, I could not sleep. Because my friends, I have friends who go to Virginia, and they're like, hey, we finally won one. We're just like, so annoying, bro, annoying. But tonight, Friday, November 6th, we have the University of Miami, the U, against NC State, the Wolfpack, Miami 10-point favorite. That's an ESPN game on and look at that. Isn't that shocking? But it's going to be in my hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina, at Carter Finley. Give me Miami to win the game, but I do see North Carolina State's defense causing some problemas for the Miami Hurricanes. So I'm going to just stick with that. Let's just go Miami. Give me that 10 points. I'm not surprised if it do ends up being a touchdown difference. BYU, Boise State. It's the first time I may even see Boise State. BYU is number 9, and they're already 7-0. Boise is only playing their third game of the season. That is an FSU game. Last night I did see Utah State lose to Nevada. In my opinion, Nevada should be a ranked team, but obviously because of the conference only schedule, it makes sense not to put them in that predicament tomorrow. But do give me, actually, before I get into tomorrow, do give me BYU. I'm not counting out BSU, though. You never count out Boise State in a game of football. Never. Saturday, this is weird. Indiana is ranked 10 spots, not below, but ahead of the maize and blue of Michigan. That makes no sense. And Michigan is the favorite. I agree. Michigan rarely loses to Indiana. I think they've only beaten them 2 or 3 times overall. But do see Michigan upsetting. Yes, I said it. Michigan upsetting Indiana. Temple takes on SMU. SMU ranked, I believe, 18th in the nation with a 17.5-point favorite. I shall take the Mustangs. Continue on with the Pony Express. Let's go down to the Pac-12. Pac-12 is finally back. After they decide to chicken out, to jump back in, to chicken out, then they chickened out for a while, and then they're back in. Arizona State against number 20, USC. Give me the Trojans. That is a 10 a.m. kickoff Mountain Time, so that's a 12 p.m. Kickoff. Is that a big noon game? I think that is a big noon game. I think that is. That's a big noon game. So the big noon game will be in L.A. As the Trojans will take on the Sun Devils. In the meantime, let's hop in here. Keep it moving. West Virginia takes on Texas. And Sam Ellinger, who is, in my opinion, a top 3 candidate for the Heisman Trophy. And he will continue on with his march with a victory over the Mountaineers. Liberty, the Flames. First time being highly ranked in that position. They were an FCS school, then they transferred to the FBS, and then they moved to, they were independent for a while. I don't know if they're in the Sun Belt already or not, but they will be taking on Virginia Tech in their hardest game of the season. This is a toss-up. Obviously, it's Virginia Tech, ACC school. A lot of people do expect, you know, Virginia Tech to, like, pound on these dudes, but who knows? You can't make early exceptions and you know, act like it's sports. Sports, you don't make assumptions and just live by it, because you don't know what could happen within the next 10, 15 minutes or within the next 30 seconds. So moving on, UMass, the Independents, or the Minutemen will take on the herd of Marshall. I do have Marshall winning that game. That's an ESPN Plus game. Give me Marshall. And then one of the best games to watch, that is a CBS game. Obviously, you're going to hear that sound. Yes, sir, you're going to be hearing that. That's when you know, when you hear that sound in the back, that's when you know this game is going to be lit. And what game is it? It's the Florida-Georgia game. I don't know, man. Florida looks good, even though they lost the game. Georgia looks good, even though they choked against Alabama. But I'm gonna give this one to Georgia. I mean, not to Georgia, to Florida. Yeah, let's do that. I'm gonna take Florida over Georgia. Houston takes on Cincinnati on ABC. Give me Cincy. And then poor KU. Oh boy. Oh, KU. Coach Miles and his Jayhawks will go to Norman to be pounded by the Sooners. I like Coach Miles. Great guy, great coach. I watched that documentary they did last year, but there's just no way that KU is going to beat Oklahoma. Like, it's not feasible, and it's not feasible. I wouldn't say not possible. I just explained why sports, you can't say the word impossible in sports, but it's not feasible. It's unseen. It's unheard of. But Purdue and Wisconsin has been canceled. Wisconsin has been affected, hit with the COVID bug, and they canceled, I believe, two or three games. And that really hurts their chances to get into the college football playoff, and that also hurts their chances to even get into the Big Ten championship. To at least get a shot to go to the Rose. No. I can't even say Rose Bowl. Rose Bowl is a playoff game this year, so I can't even say that. So, moving on. Oklahoma State sitting at 14th. They'll be taking on Kansas State. I'll take Oklahoma State. Even though Kansas State has been on a good run of form, but I just don't see them beating the Cowboys. I thought Texas A&M was playing last night, but I was wrong. Their game was on ESPNU, so that meant they already had played, and it was just a rerun. They will take on South Carolina. South Carolina, I don't like South Carolina. I don't like the Gamecocks. What the heck is a Gamecock, by the way? Like, no disrespect. I just want to understand what in the world is a Gamecock. I like the basketball team, though. I remember 17 Final Four. I was praying so much to see North Carolina play South Carolina for the national championship in Phoenix. That didn't happen because it was a team called Gonzaga. So, still won, though. Tar Heels still won, though. Yeah. Moving on. Give me Texas A&M, by the way. Baylor, ISU. Baylor 1-3, ISU 4-2. That's a Fox Sports one game. Give me the Cyclones. And then one of the best games of the night, as I said, mentioned even with the Georgia-Florida game, number one, Clemson versus the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, as Mike Tirico will get to say again, here come the Irish, as they will be taking on the Clemson Tigers. In my opinion, obviously there's no divisions in the ACC this year. If there were divisions, that would have been like a de facto semifinal for the ACC championship. That's just me. Or even a de facto quarterfinal to get into the college football playoff. But you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Big Ten Network will have Ohio State and Rutgers. I don't know how in the world Rutgers is 1-1. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to understand that, but I don't know. But as speaking of the Tigers and Clemson game, I'll let you guys decide. You say in the comments who you think is going to win. I'm not even going to get into that. Okay? Not even going to do it. And then Coastal Carolina will play the University of South Alabama. Coastal Carolina is unbeaten? What? The Chanticleers are 6-0 and ranked 15th, and my Tar Heels are not ranked? This is wrong. This is wrong. This is not right. This is very wrong. Very, very wrong. But yes, it is happening. They are 6-0. They play South Alabama. Give me the chance to clear. So I'll take it. I'll take it. And then the game of the night, ABC. Kirk and Reese will have a call for Stanford, Oregon. There's no Cal Washington this year because Cal did not have, is what I said, a competitive enough team to play the game against Washington. That's insane. But I shall take Oregon, but obviously in this game, Stanford, Oregon, you never know what happens. A couple of years ago, it was like a blocked field goal. And then a couple of years before that, there was that one really, really crazy speedster. First kickoff of the game, took it back like 95 yards, something like that. Something insane. But I will take the Oregon Ducks over the Stanford Cardinal. Moving on to the NFL, we're going to go quickly through this. Obviously, Packers beat the brakes off of the 49ers the other night. And then, oh, Jesus. Oh, man. I'm a Carolina guy. Carolina anything, Carolina everything. But this is not fair. Panthers play the Chiefs. It says 10.5. I'm sure it's going to be higher on Sunday. If we beat the Chiefs, then I believe we can go to the Super Bowl. I can say that, right? But yeah, just take the Chiefs. Move on. Drew Locke takes on and his Denver Broncos will take on the Atlanta Falcons. Los Falcones. Just because they beat us, they think they are the stuff. You are garbage. You will lose to Denver. All right? Good. Moving on. Give me Seattle over Buffalo. Possibly like a 31-17 type of game. Seattle, even though they are a 3-point favorite, that is a Fox game. Bears-Titans. Give me the Titans. Oh, hail, all hail King Henry. He shall runneth over and teareth the Bears apart. Give me the Titans. Baltimore. Indy, I'm sorry, but Lamar Jackson and those Ravens will tear you to shreds. I will be shocked if the Colts do beat the team that beat the Ravens, because the Colts are from Baltimore, traditional. I'm not even going to get into that. I don't know why I keep doing that to myself. Lions, Vikings, give me... What's crazy, all the games have odds on them, but when you look at at the Lions and Vikings, they decide not to give odds, so I won't give a result. The football club against the football Giants, give me Washington. Kyle Allen to go off and do his thing, unless he's playing. Who knows who's playing? I don't know what's going on over there. I'm not even going to even try it. Houston, Jacksonville, two teams that just, I don't know, like, why. It's like two houses that are on fire, but, like, you put out the fire, and then somehow the fire manages to come back, like, 2 hours later, if that makes sense. So, I don't even want to get into that. But they say Houston's the favorite, so I'll go with that. The Chargers. And go, Chargers, go. Is there an Arnold Schwarzenegger thing in the back? Oh, perfect. Brilliant. Go, Chargers. And go, Chargers, go. So, yeah, that's going on as well. Give me the greatness of the Raiders. And they will beat the Chargers. And then Philly, Dallas. This should have been a Sunday night game. But I understand what they're going with. But you actually know this should not have been a Sunday night game. Eli, what you talking about? Dallas can't even barely win Dallas is just speechless. Give me Pittsburgh. You got Jim Nance. You got Tony Romo. So do expect the Steelers to go to Dallas and beat the brakes off of them. And then Miami, Arizona. See, okay. That's weird. I think it was like 2 or 3 years ago, both of these teams were hot doo-doo butter. And now all of a sudden, these two teams are possible favorite, like playoff contenders. Like, what is going on today? Who's writing this script? Moving on. The Sunday game of the night, it is an NFC South battle. Raiders. Bucks Saint Deuxième Partie, or Bucks Saint Part 2. It's going to be fun to watch. I like Tom Brady. I expect Tom to get his revenge on the Saints this time. So that's going to be a fun watch. I'll be paying attention to that for sure. And then the Monday game. Cam, please win the game. Oh, Cam. The Jets will lose. That's a given. I guarantee it. Yes, I will Joe Namath this one. The guarantee that the Patriots will beat the Jets. But that's pretty much my American football predictions. So before I get out, oh my goodness, did I just get word that Southampton? Oh no, 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 sir, no. This is not okay. This is not okay at all. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's not right. That don't even make sense. That makes no logical sense. Southampton Football Club in the Premier League. Let me get this. Come on. Go ahead and load. Load the table. Load the table, because this don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. Like, so I was driving here, and I was hearing Southampton can go top of the table with a win tonight against Newcastle. I said, hold on a second. How? And I'm looking here, and Southampton has beaten Newcastle 2-0 at St. Mary's. Southampton is top of the Premier League on goal difference. Wow. I'm going to give you that, Southampton. That's good. Good for you guys. Good for you guys. Y'all deserve it. You guys have been absolute hot doo doo better. So, yeah. Moving on, though. But, yeah, they do go top of the table. That's weird. Yeah, they are top of the table. Southampton, 5 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. A +4 goal difference. And they sit at 16 points. My Reds, Liverpool, the defending, reigning, undisputed champions of the Premier League, are 5-1-1. That makes sense. I mean, we're gonna beat City on Sunday, or we even draw and still go top of the table, unless Leicester or Everton or Tottenham or even Wolves do something insane. Southampton, first time top of the table since September of 1988. Last time that happened, I'm not saying the last time that happened, Arsenal did win the league, but they had to go to Anfield and they beat us 2-0, 2 goals in the last 5 minutes, and won the title at Anfield, and people were heartbroken. Liverpool should have had 20 titles by now, but it's okay. That's going to happen this year anyway. Let's get some quick Premier League before I get out of here. Yes, welcome to the Premier League. Burnley Brighton finished 0-0. Garbage. But I love you, Adam Olana. Miss you, dude. Southampton, now Premier League leaders for the first time in their history, for the first time since 1988-89. Everton Man United play tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning, 7:30 Eastern. I think that's an NBC game. I'm yet to find out. But do have money on Everton beating Man United. That puts Ole Gunnar Solskjaer in much more hectic issues than what he's facing right now. He's done 100 games as a coach. This don't help the situation. United is currently 15th. United is 15th. That makes me happy. Yes, it does. It makes me happy. Do give me money for Everton to beat Man United. Leeds, not bad of a team. They are playing Crystal Palace. I have Leeds taking this one because that boy, Patrick Bamford, will get his stuff together and he's going to show out and ball out. Chelsea, Sheffield United, give me Chelsea. Fulham, West Ham. I will take West Ham. West Brom, Tottenham. Tottenham, obviously. And then Leicester Wolves. That's going to be interesting because those teams are two top seven teams. But obviously, you know, Leicester, there's always a party at Jamie Vardy's house. But hey, who knows? Maybe Adama and Raul Jimenez can do their thing. You know, who knows? Who knows? It's Premier League. City versus Liverpool. The clash of the Titans. Why? That doesn't even make sense now. Saying Man City is a Titan, it just defies logic for me. But yes, Man City is a Titan. Weird. Give me the Reds. I'm looking something close, though. Something close. Nothing too crazy. If it's a draw, I'll take it. We'll go top of the table for like 24 hours. And then if it's like a 2-1 win, I want to put these dudes away at their house. Literally, I want to put these dudes away at their house. And that'd be fantastic. That made me feel good about the week. It's been a good week, but I want to even feel better about it. So give me a Liverpool win. And then to close out the weekend, it will be Aston Villa and Arsenal. Curse the Aston Villa for that 7-2. You know what? I hope they lose 7-2 tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday to Arsenal. I hope so. But who knows? That may not even happen. So, yeah. But that is the whole enchilada. This is the Breakdown Podcast. Don't forget, well, podcast and vodcast. If you are watching this on YouTube, we will put a 1-hour warning and a notification to let you know the show will be on YouTube tonight and you can listen to it or you can watch and listen. We'll put even graphics. I'm not putting my face on there because it's too ugly for cameras. But you do understand. This is the Breakdown Podcast. Don't forget to click on the links that are below in the YouTube video. And also, don't forget to click on the links in the Anchor website. Okay? All right. This is the Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Elijah Shilembe. And we're going to come back here the week after next. And we're going to talk everything. I'll give you a trip report of how LA went. It was going to be my first time. And wow, like so much coming ahead. And I just look forward to speaking again. God bless. I am getting out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Please stay safe. Wear a dang mask. And don't forget to social distance. Even though we're not doing a really good job of that right now. But, you know, it is what it is. But stay safe. Do not stress yourselves, especially what's going on in the world. Just stay positive. Stay cool. Just be yourself, okay? Just be yourself. All right? I'm out of here. See you.